His interest piqued, the Dalai Lama went on to propose another series of experiments. Perhaps it would be interesting from the neurobiological view to see whether you can detect differences in brain activity when the mind apprehends an object and when it does not. That is, when there is a mere appearance to the mind, but one does not register what it is. On a roll, the Dalai Lama went on. And likewise, there's the question of whether by studying the brain, you could discern the activation of intelligence as opposed to the activation of an emotion that is not conjoined with intelligence. Then he shifted gears. If we could put on the Buddhist cap again, just for a second, there are two major modes of meditation. One is purely concentrated meditation, for example, shamatha or samadhi, which is simply stabilizing, focusing, concentrating the mind, as opposed to vipassana or insight meditation, in which you are really probing into the nature of reality. It would be fascinating to see if you can discover brain correlates for those two very distinct modes of Buddhist meditation. Unquote. This was, in fact, done in Richie Davidson's laboratory at Madison the following year. Joining in the spirit of generating research proposals, Richie chimed in. Another relevant issue is that Western scientists could think about ignorance or delusion as emotions influencing our perception, distorting our ability to apprehend nature as it really is. Assuming that's a valid model, we can search in the brain for those areas where the emotional circuitry can influence the perceptual circuitry and distort our ability to apprehend the world as it is.